VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A car bomb has exploded in the Hodan district headquarters of the Somali capital Mogadishu. At least six people have been killed, 16 injured. The explosion on Monday caused massive destruction. The Al-Shabaab terrorist group claimed responsibility via social media. At least two people were killed, 10 others injured, when gunmen attacked the headquarters of Libya's state oil firm on Monday. The building is near the city center in the capital, Tripoli. It caught fire and was surrounded by security forces following the first attack of its kind against the managers of Libya's National Oil Corporation. The situation is under control, but security forces continue to look for gunmen inside the building. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Swedish political parties have begun what may be weeks of negotiations to form a government after voters delivered a hung parliament in Sunday's election. Anti-immigration Sweden Democrats say they hold the balance of power. This is Social Democrat parliamentary group leader Anders Ygeman. He took part in a news conference Monday along with the center-right moderate party. He said, "We have to make deals across the bloc to take responsibility for the country and bring the country forward." Senior figures in the mainstream parties were to meet Monday to begin producing a strategy for forming a government. The process could take weeks and possibly fail because the conservative Sweden Democrats have promised to sink any cabinet that doesn't give them a say in policy. Russia will hold its largest military drills in almost 40 years, beginning Tuesday in eastern Siberia. The 5 days of military exercises are the largest since 1981, when the then Soviet Union was still in a Cold War with the United States. This is VOA News. The International Committee of the Red Cross reports some signs indicate South Sudan's recent peace agreement is holding and may lead to a sustainable end to years of conflict. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
The ICRC Global Director of Operations, Dominique Steelhart, has just returned from a week-long mission to South Sudan. He says the impact of 5 years of war is widespread, palpable, and will not be easily overcome. At the same time, he says there appears to be some reason for hope for improvement in the war-ravaged country. He notes a significant decrease in violence since President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar signed the ceasefire agreement on August 2nd.
The UN estimates that since the civil war erupted in 2013, more than 50,000 people have been killed. Zimbabwe's new finance minister said Monday he would step up plans to pay the $1.8 billion owed to the World Bank and the African Development Bank, potentially leading to large government budget cuts and a massive layoff of civil servants. The UN said Monday that 30,000 people have now fled their homes in northwest Syria this month to escape an assault by the government and allied forces on Idlib, the last region of the country still under the control of rebels. A new superbug resistant to all known antibiotics has been discovered by Australian scientists. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Staphylococcus epidermis is a type of bacteria commonly found on human skin. Researchers in Australia have found several strains of the so-called superbug that have mutated in hospitals to be resistant to almost all antibiotics, causing near untreatable infections. They analysed samples from 78 institutions in 10 countries and found those bacteria that were resistant to drugs were in Europe. The so-called superbug is most dangerous to people in the hospital with a compromised immune system or those who are recovering from surgery or who have implanted medical devices. The Australian research team says their study is another example of the overuse of antibiotics that's driving bacteria to become less responsive to modern medicine.
Parts of the southern U.S. state of North Carolina are under evacuation orders as a hurricane strengthened into a major Category 4 storm with winds of up to 195 kilometers an hour. People in North Carolina's Outer Banks barrier islands, including a popular tourist destination, have been ordered to head inland. The military said Monday it has sent an advanced team to North Carolina to coordinate with federal and state officials. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.